There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
Hello, my friend. It's it's wonderful to be with you, and I hope you're enjoying where I brought you, where we are together. As I complete some time in California, I'm sitting not too far from the ocean, watching people by the surf and walking along a pathway here. I've had a quiet afternoon. And all along, you and others have been in my heart. And I know I in yours. Many of us, if you're listening to it in Atlanta, have been through this season in a way in which God opens our hearts to the truth that God is abiding in us, suffering even now, the endurance of many things, and will indeed rise up from any darkness within us or within the world. We believe that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. And this wonderful dynamic is going on at this very moment as I sit here in this wonderful spot and sense the warmth of the day and read over St. Paul's message to the Ephesians that we shared at Eucharist. Only a few lines, but they're so beautifully rich in a place like this, and hopefully in your life, because at times darkness can cloud me and become almost the place where I live. And yet Paul says, live as children of the light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to God. And I think it is this very movement in our hearts right now, this simple movement into a place of warmth and light. Earlier it was chilly here, and I moved a bit and found myself in the direct sunlight, and you and I can feel that difference, can't we? If we're in a dark house or it's a dark day, we move out where we're outside of the shadow of a building, and there's a difference in temperature, but also in the glory of the light that shines upon us. This is metaphoric of the light that has come into our world and that has cast off all darkness, overcome all shadows, or some shadows invites us to integrate, take them in, let them be what they are as we feel the fullness of God's light in us. And Paul continues near the end of the reading given to us for Eucharist, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. It seems to me, and this is where I am with this sharing with you right now, that I really long to have you with me, and then I'd say, well, you have been. We've traveled together, and we do, in the quiet of time, in the silence of God. And in the trust that one has overcome darkness for us. I can hear the power of the surf, and possibly you can. Maybe it even obscures the words I share with you now. Occasionally a person has cried out in joy while I've spoken to, or someone on a bicycle went by, and I smiled and think of sharing this time with you. And you, wherever you are, with me, for we really are one in Christ. And Christ is one in us and has set us free to live in this light of unity. We find it as we are right now by pausing. And so I welcome you into the gentleness of some quiet time. Whatever your habit or pattern or mantra might be that would take you into a further place of listening and gentleness. Sometimes I find myself simply saying, Christ, be our light. Christ, be our light. You, God, are living and true. You, God, are living and true. And sometimes it becomes, as it does now, simply you. 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 Here in the immense and everlasting intimacy of the one who is you, Lord, I with my sisters and brothers receive you and receive each other in this quiet time of your care and our care for each other. At a time, and maybe like other times, and maybe all times, but at a time when our world and our nation means and needs much care, we awake to that need and we awake to you. We awake from our darkness to a hope and a rising up of the light that Christ gives us now. Show us our path and help us find our way as we into this meditation today. You, Lord, are living and true. You. You. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. May the peace and light of Jesus Christ fill your every day. And may the brightness of this little place here on the coast of California travel with me. And may I pass it on to you so that in the freshness of the ocean and the air, we might bring newness to the world. For Christ is alive in us, and Christ will give us light.
Let it shine. All around the world, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the world, I'm gonna let it shine.
For more information about Mount Irenaeus, visit www.mountainonline.org. Join us in making all things new.